This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Moscow blasting U.S. plans to impose sanctions on Russia following a deadly nerve agent attack on a former Russian agent, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter, Yulia, in Britain. AP's Charles Deledesma reporting.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the restrictions represent a new attempt to demonize Russia and that Moscow will work out retaliatory measures, adding that ultimatums against Russia are useless. Zakharova repeated Moscow's fierce denial of involvement in the Skripal poisonings, saying that Britain nor the US have presented any evidence to back up the accusations. She says Russia stands by its offer to Britain to conduct a joint probe into the Salisbury attack in March. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Afghan Taliban fighters have stormed Ghazni city, almost 150 kilometers southwest of the capital, Kabul. Heavy clashes ongoing between the two intergroups and government security forces. Residents and a member of the provincial council confirmed that the two sides were fighting in the center of the city near important government installations, including the residence of the governor. Taliban said they have a dozen operations in the center of Ghazni in the province to claim and have captured a lot of weapons and ammunition. Zimbabwean leader Tendai Biti has been charged with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. As the opposition leader arrived at court in the capital of Harare, Biti said he will keep fighting. He's one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change, the alliance wanted by Zimbabwean police for inciting violence following last week's presidential election, which the MDC alliance claims was rigged in favor of the incumbent. This is VOA News. Saudi-led airstrikes targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus, killing at least 43, many of them children. International Committee of the Red Cross said a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children under the age of 15. Another 48 were wounded in that attack. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nort.
We call on the Saudi-led coalition to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation into the incident. We take all credible accounts of civilian casualties very seriously.
The attacks occurred in a Houthi rebel stronghold in northern Yemen near the border with Saudi Arabia. Indonesia has had another quake, this one on Lombok Island as well, a magnitude 6.2, also being felt on the island of Bali, causing instant panic after last Sunday's quake in the region killed more than 300. More than 1,400 people were injured. More than 165,000 people have been displaced. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. military is taking new steps to create a space force by the year 2020 in order to meet what he calls emerging threats on this new battlefield.
Now, to be clear, the space force will not be built from scratch because the men and women who run and protect our nation's space programs today are already the best in the world. Since the dawn of the space age, America has remained the best in space.
President Trump has repeatedly called for the creation of the Space Force as a new military branch. The president said it needs to ensure U.S. dominance in space. U.S. lawmakers, Congress that is, the only branch of government, has the authority to approve the creation of a new military division. A U.S. federal judge is warning he might sanction Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the deportation of a mother and her daughter who were suing for the right to seek U.S. asylum from violence in Central America. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A mother and her daughter who were part of an ACLU lawsuit to be allowed to seek asylum in the U.S. because of violence in El Salvador were deported by Homeland Security while their case was being heard. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan called that outrageous, that someone seeking justice in a U.S. court was spirited away. He ordered the pair be flown back to the U.S. Sullivan said if Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen don't comply, they could be held in contempt of court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You can get more news at our website, voanews.com, and the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.